Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, and welcome back to another edition of the Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I'm so thrilled you're here today because I'm talking about something that recently really got my attention. I was having lunch with my mentor, one of my mentors, or sometimes I actually call him my tour mentor. But the conversation went to this idea of being fully satisfied with life. It's what he called the Abrahamic question. I thought it was so great. I don't know if you know the story of Abraham. We actually talked about him a few weeks ago here on the podcast. But he had a long life. He had a really long life. But throughout that long life, there's a lot of ups and downs. And we've called it around here the messy middle. He had a messy middle in his faith where he made some bonehead decisions. And yet, at the end of his life, listen to the way the writer describes it in Genesis chapter 25 and verse 8. It says, "And Abraham breathed his last. He died in a ripe old age, an old man," and here's the phrase, "satisfied with life." Satisfied with life. And the reason why I think that phrase is so powerful, because it causes all of us to ask this question, what does a satisfied life actually look like? In other words, if you could fast forward 10, 15, 25 years and step into the future and describe what you see when you're 65, 75, 85, 95, whatever that 20-year out mark is for you, what would you see? In other words, if you could describe what a satisfied life looks later in your life, what would you say about it? And then to begin to build that now. One of the things that I'm a huge fan of is creating what's called a life plan. It's this idea that instead of living by default, that we'd live by design. And honestly, there's three powerful questions that I think help us get to this satisfied life. Question number one is, what do I want my life to look like? What do I want it to look like when I'm 65 years old or when I'm 85 years old? Physically, what do I want it to look like? Spiritually, emotionally, intellectually, what do I want it to look like? What do I want my relationships to look like? My friendships, my marriage, my social circles. What do I want my work to look like and my hobbies and my finances? Question number one is so powerful because it helps you to begin to describe what you see. So question number one is, what do I want my life to look like? Question number two is, what does it look like today? What does it look like today? If I were to take those same areas of my life, my spiritual life, my financial life, my relational life, if I were to take those same areas and then ask the question, what does it look like right now? And just describe it. And to be gut level honest about it, to be able to say, this is where I am today. And then question number three, what is the next step I can take? In other words, if I know what I want my life to look like when I'm 65, 75, 85, and then I know what my life looks like today, I can begin to ask the question, what's the next thing I can do to help move me in the right direction? Let me give you some examples. It might be to schedule a date night. Go ahead and put it on the calendar and say, I'm going to schedule a date night. Or maybe it's to call up another couple and say, hey, can we swap babysitting duties? Or maybe it's to say, you know what, I want to go ahead and set up a monthly automated transfer of 10% of my pay to go into savings. Or maybe it's to say, you know what, I've never taken a full week of vacation. I'm going to take that now. But there's something super powerful by saying, I'm going to get clear about what the future looks like. I'm going to be honest where I'm at today, but I'm going to figure out what the easy, obvious next step is so that I can start moving in the right direction. One of the things I love about the life of Abraham is he was not perfect. He really was not perfect. In fact, if you read his story over and over again, he struggled with the same insecurities, the same problems, the same junk. And yet, somewhere along the way, through a life of faithful obedience, through the ups and downs, he was able to get to the end of his life fully satisfied with where God had brought him and what he was doing. That's my hope for you today. My hope is that you'd find peace, that you'd find power, that you'd find direction, that you'd find a sense of God Himself walking with you, that your marriage would be stronger today, that your relationships with the people around you would be richer today, that not necessarily you would be financially wealthy, but you would be taken care of and well content with where you're at. My prayer is that you would find what Abraham found. That's my prayer for me as well, that we would find satisfaction in where God has us. Where do you want to go? Where are you at now? and what's the next obvious next step you can take. And as you do that, I guarantee you over time, you'll find yourself satisfied with life. Well, that's all the time we have on the podcast for today. I want to invite you this Sunday. We're starting a brand new teaching series on the English and the English gatherings called Some Assembly Required. And we're going to talk this month about the most powerful relationships in all of our lives and how we can build those with intention. Well, I hope you have a great day today. We'll see you back here tomorrow for Friday's edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.